Mr. Dalet, before the Mishnah describes what the Kohen did next, it goes through a number of differences in the Keturah service of Yom Kippur to the way that it was done on a regular day. And after that, the next couple of Mishnahs will go even more sidetracked to describe other differences between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. And at the beginning of the next perek, we will continue the exact process which the Kohen Gadol went through when performing the Keturah service. B'chol Yom, every day of the year, not on Yom Kippur, Hayachosa b'shal kesef, he would shovel up some coals from the Mizbeach, using a silver shovel, Oreb b'shal zahav, and then he would pour that into a golden shovel after that. If they would use a golden one to take the coals from his Mizbeach, the gold would get ruined very easily, and as the Gemara explains, that Hashem has mercy on the Jewish people's money, and so they would generally use a silver one to get the coals, and then they would pour it into a gold one. But today on Yom Kippur, Chayse B'shal Zohav, he would collect the coals into the gold shovel to begin with, Uvoheh Machnis, and using that exact same shovel, he would bring that into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wouldn't start pouring it into a different shovel. And the reason for this difference, and also most of the differences which we're about to mention, is to make the service easier for the Kohen Gadol. If you think about it, the Kohen Gadol performed all of the services in the Beis HaMikdash that day, which in itself is exhausting, and on top of that, he was fasting, because it was Yom Kippur. In order to make it easier for him, he wouldn't change shovels, he would use that same shovel, which he puts the coals on, to actually bring that into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and perform the Keturah service. B'chol Yom, every other day, Chesim Shal Abbas Kabin, he would shovel out the coals from the Mizbeach, using the shovel which we said was silver, and it held 4 kav. So he would collect 4 kav of coals. And then, Oreb B'shal Shloshes Kabin, he would pour it into a shovel which we said was made out of gold, and that new shovel only contained 3 kav. So the coals would overflow onto the floor. That was considered a honor for the Beis HaMikdash, that it would overflow, be totally full, and even overflowing. V'hayom, but today, Chayse B'shal Shloshes Kabin, he would shovel up the coals originally, using the gold shovel which contained 3 kav, Uvohaya Machnes, and with that same shovel, he would bring the Keturahs into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi says, on a regular day, the original shovel, the silver one, it didn't contain 4 kav, rather, b'choyim chesim b'shal sa'ah. Every day they would shovel using a shovel which contained a sa'ah, which is 6 kav. And then in Ma'orim Social Shloshel Kabin, he would pour it into the shovel containing 3 kav. So loads of it, half of it would overflow. But of course, v'hayom, today, on Yom Kippur, Chayse B'shal Shloish Kabin v'hoi ha-machnes, he would shovel up the coals from the Mizbeach, using the 3 kav shovel, and would bring that exact shovel into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continues the Mishnah, v'chol yom ha-yisek veda, every day the shovel was heavy, because it was much thicker, v'hayom, but today, kala, it was lighter, it was thinner, again, in order to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom, every day, every other day, ha-yisek yada katsara, its handle was short, v'hayom aruka. But today the handle was longer, again in order to make it easier. B'chol yom, every day, ha-yizahava yorik, the gold of the second shovel was a yellow type of gold. Yorik here means yellow. V'hayom, but today on Yom Kippur, the gold was a slightly different color. It had a odoim, a red tinge. It was considered a superior type of gold. So that was for the honor of Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Menachem, that is the opinion of Rabbi Menachem, referring to this last difference between the types of gold used. B'chol yom, every day, makriv pras b'shachris of fras ben harbayim, they would bring a pras, half a moneh worth of k'tayres in the morning, and half a moneh worth in the afternoon. But today, Moses Melechofnov, today he would add a handful of Keturahs. And what this means is that on Yom Kippur, he would also perform the regular Keturah service in the morning and in the afternoon. And that was not performed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was like every day. It was done on the Mizbeach. But as well as that, he did another Keturah service which was unique to Yom Kippur. And that was where he brought a handful of the Keturahs into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Alright, and final difference, V'chol Yom Haysadaka. Every day, the keturahs, the spices, were fine. They were crushed into very small bits, as the Torah explicitly says, v'shachaktum ben hodik, that you should crush them so that they are fine, v'hayoyim. But today, and this refers specifically to the keturahs which was unique to Yom Kippur, the one which was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, daka min adaka, that had to be extra fine. This is learned from the fact that the Torah repeats the word daka. It says that the keturahs brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to be daka. Now we already know that all keturahs has to be daka, it has to be fine. So why did the Pasuk say it again? In order to teach you that it has to be extra fine for this unique keturah service of Yom Kippur.